just a moment, we're going to silently confess our sins. And you should know that this is part of our worship service. We offer our singing to God, part of our worship. We offer our listening to the proclamation of God's word as part of our worship. And we also offer our repentance and confession to God as a part of our worship. And as you do so, I want you to have a clear picture of how your repentance is viewed in heaven. Luke 15 probably contains the most well-known of Jesus' parables, the parable of the prodigal son. I don't know why it's called the parable of the prodigal son, because actually it's the parable of the prodigal sons. There are two sons who are lost, not just one, two, even though they are lost in different ways. Let me begin with verse 1 so you get the context of what's taking place. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear him, and the Pharisees and scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So Jesus is going to explain why he is eating with sinners. Verse 3. So he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together all his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." So there's the parable. Now Jesus is going to give the application. Verse 7. Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. And he basically gives the exact same application after he tells the second parable of the lost coin that was found. And this is what he says in verse 10. Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Now, technically speaking, lost sheep and certainly lost coins don't repent. But they are pictures of lost people who are found due to their repentance. And notice that Jesus especially wanted us to note the mood that was taking place in heaven when even one sinner repents. Jesus said, there is joy in heaven. Joy surrounds the throne of God. Verse 10 said, I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God. Which means that's the joy of God himself. So the joy is before the angels, in front of the angels. And who is in front of the angels? God is in front of the angels, which means God is full of joy when even one sinner repents. And the angels join the celebration, just like the neighbors would enjoy the celebration of the lost sheep and the lost coin on earth. This reminded me of Psalm 51, 16 and 17. David says, "For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise." So this morning, God is not looking for you to bring a sacrifice of a bull, a goat, or a lamb. The sacrifices that please God are those of a broken and contrite heart. Now, in the third parable of the prodigal sons, which is really just the third part of one parable, one son comes to his senses, returns to his father, and pleads for his forgiveness, while the other son wouldn't enter into the father's joy because his one son came back. The other son did not see his need for repentance. And that son represented the scribes and Pharisees. Remember what Jesus said in verse 7. Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Jesus is saying 99 righteous persons who think that they don't need to repent. And he's referring to the religious leaders. This is Jesus' way of saying, you self-righteous hypocrites who are unwilling to own up to your sin and bring my Father pleasure. You should see your need to repent. And he is saying, why am I reaching out to the tax collectors and sinners? Because they see their need to repent and cry out for mercy. And you need to know this. When they do, it brings great joy to my Father in heaven, and all of heaven celebrates when even one sinner repents. May you and me be among those who bring God joy this morning because we confess our sins. So let's do so now silently, remembering that our God is a gracious, merciful, and forgiving God.